It's December 21st, 2012. It's the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, the longest night of the year. It's St. Lucy's Day, and that is the occasion for a nocturnal, a night poem, written by John Donne many, many years ago. A poem written, we think, about the loss of his wife, Anne Moore, who later became Anne Donne, a wife who had cost John Donne almost everything. He lost all hope of royal preferment for a time. He was on the outs with the nobility whose attention and favors he craved. But he did marry for love, and though we can't be certain he wrote this poem on the death of his wife, it is possible, I like to think it's even likely, that this is not only a great poem of married love, but a great poem of married loss as well. I read this poem tonight as a tribute to a wonderful Donne class, a Donne seminar, the only seminar on John Donne I've ever led, which met at the University of Mary Washington in the fall of 2005, 7 years ago. I would have not recognized the occasion. I would have forgotten today was St. Lucy's Day were it not for a Facebook posting by a former student, Emily Williams, who recalled the day, recalled the poem, recalled the class, and in a wonderful way enabled by social media, the class reconvened briefly around Emily's remembrance of the poem and of the work that we did together. So this poem, in a time of great gladness, but also every year, also a time of remembered loss, this year in particular, a time of keenly felt loss. This poem is a tribute to many fine students and fine human beings who shared with me in the fall of 2005 a journey through the bizarre, intense, sharply rendered, symbolically urgent world of John Donne. I read this from Lewalsky and Sable's Major Poets of the Earlier 17th Century, which is a book that was very poorly bound, is now falling apart, but dates from an autumn of mine many, many years ago, when I was an undergraduate at Wake Forest University, and I first read this poem in a class taught by Dr. Michael Roman, one of the finest English professors it was my privilege to study with at Wake Forest. Reading from this book, thinking of my own journey as an English professor over the many years that I have taught so many able and eager students, thinking in particular of those students in the Donne Seminar in the fall of 2005, and with gratitude to Emily Williams for convening us 7 years later once again. This is John Donne's A Nocturnal Upon St. Lucy's Day, Being the Shortest Day. 'Tis the year's midnight, and it is the day's, Lucy's, who scarce 7 hours herself unmasks. The sun is spent, and now his flasks send forth light squibs, no constant rays. The world's whole sap is sunk, the general balm the adroptic earth hath drunk, whither, as to the bed's feet, life is shrunk, dead and interred. Yet all these seem to laugh compared with me, who am their epitaph. Study me, then, you who shall lovers be at the next world, that is, at the next spring. For I am every dead thing in whom love wrought new alchemy. For his art did express a quintessence even from nothingness, from dull privations and lean emptiness. He ruined me, and I am rebegot of absence, darkness, death, things which are not. All others from all things draw all that's good, life, soul, form, spirit, whence they being have. I, by love's limbic, am the grave of all, that's nothing. Oft a flood have we too wept, and so drowned the whole world, us too. Oft did we grow to be two chaoses, when we did show care to aught else, and often absences withdrew our souls and made us carcasses. But I am by her death. Which word wrongs her? Of the first nothing, the elixir grown. Were I a man, that I were one, I needs must know. I should prefer, if I were any beast, some ends, some means, yea, plants, yea, stones, detest and love, all, some properties invest. If I an ordinary nothing were, as shadow, a light and body must be here. But I am none, nor will my sun renew. You lovers, for whose sake the lesser sun at this time to the goat is run, to fetch new lust and give it you, enjoy your summer all. Since she enjoys her long night's festival, let me prepare towards her, and let me call this hour her vigil and her eve, since this both the years and the day's deep midnight is.